How is the Norwegian crowd different from other countries?
They seem to be up for having a lot more fun than other countries.
They do?
They're a very loud crowd, and everyone seemed to enjoy what we were doing and wanted to have some fun with us. So,
do Norwegians slam dance different than others?
Not really.
Pretty standard.
Yeah.
That was by far the biggest wall of death I've ever seen in my life, though.
Yeah.
And we got a pretty decent circle pit going.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you asked the crowd to prepare for a so-called wall of death.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, could you explain what that is?
Basically, we've done it pretty much every show since that song's come out, and it's basically the crowd splits in two, and then there's this big gap, and then everyone runs at each other quite violently. It seems to work out all right.
I'm surprised people don't get really hurt from it.
Yeah.
But they seem to get away with it every time.
I mean, from where we're standing, it always looks quite painful, so I'm surprised that they enjoy it.
I did it for my first time today.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but my mother would say that that's dangerous.
I'm sure a lot of kids go home and tell their mums what they've done at our shows, and she's probably not quite happy. So,
no. But do you see any fans getting hurt?
We saw a Parkway Drive show last year on the Never Say Die tour. A kid got on stage and he was like dancing around on stage and stuff, and he like completely dislocated his knee.
Yeah.
So he basically just fell to the floor, and you could see the bone sticking through his trousers.
Yeah.
That was pretty insane.
I saw one young man bleeding today. During your show.
Poor lad.
Poor guy.
But he looked happy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're younger and you go to shows and you get injured, I'm sure it's kind of like a battle story, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got this at this show, so.
But what do you, on stage, get from witnessing the wall of death?
It's funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's funny that we ask people to do that and then they do it, and I don't know, there's a lot of energy that you get from seeing kids do that, seeing that they care about what you're doing and want to show you guys how much they care, I guess.
Yeah. There's more metal bands playing at this festival than other places in Norway this summer. If they want to participate in a pit,
yeah,
if it's a circuit pit or whatever, first, how should they behave to not get hurt?
It's just, I don't really know how to answer that.
Luck of the draw, really.
Yeah.
You get pushed over or you don't.
Most places, you know, people look out for each other. If someone gets hurt, then you pick them back up. And I mean, that's a few years out of my... I haven't done that for a while. I'm too scared now.
You're too scared?
I'm too scared now.
Yeah. What's your best advice for people to have a good time in the pit?
To have a good time in the pit, I don't know, really. If it's full of fat dudes that are huge wearing vests,
just don't.
You're a little chap, then, you know, just leave it.
Because
just don't worry about it.
You're going to get hurt if you do.
If you stage dive, make sure that there's people to land on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I did that last year and landed flat on my head.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it since. So just look where you stage dive and watch out for huge dudes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the advice, and thanks for stopping by.
No worries.
Architects.
Awesome.